And joining me now on the line is Maryam Waddington, who is the Executive Director at Computers for Schools BC. And we have a big congratulations for you, Maryam. You guys passed a huge milestone last week.
We did. We're really excited about it. 120,000 computers that we've distributed across BC since 1994.
1994. There's art class.
Thank you. Oh, canned applause.
Well, you know something? That wasn't actually Ken. That was actually Art doing it. He's a very talented producer,
sorry,
so he does well. So Computers for Schools, for any listeners who don't know, essentially is a program that takes computers that have served their useful life in industry. You go through, you refurbish them, you give them second life, and you get them back into the community, into our education sector, and make sure that they're well used with students across the province.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We are actually Canada's largest and oldest not-for-profit computer refurbisher.
Mm.
And the BC program is part of the National Computers for Schools program, which is administered by Industry Canada. And nationally, we have donated over 1 million computers into Canadian education system and not-for-profit organizations.
And that's something that you're not just giving computers to K-12 schools. You also do some post-secondary stuff, and you also do some other community stuff, correct?
Yeah, that's right. So our name is a little bit confusing to some of our other client groups now because it is Computers for Schools. But in actuality, we have expanded our mandate to include public libraries, community access sites, not-for-profit organizations with a learning mandate, as well as, of course, independent schools.
So I guess the biggest question is, how current are the computers that are typically flowing into the system?
What we're looking for is a computer that's about, between 3 and 5 years old to
mm-hmm.
come in. And what we find is that when the economy is good, the computer donations are really good. And when
uh-huh.
the economy is not so good, the computer donations are not so good, as businesses tend to hold on to them for another year and extend their evergreen cycle that way.
Okay. And do you see bumps when there's big revs, like when Windows 7 comes out? Do you see a little bump in donations because companies then upgrade them?
We didn't see as big as a bump with Windows 7 as we did when Y2K happened, obviously.
Okay.
It was a nightmare. But
well, and I think a lot of companies would see you guys as a convenient disposal, where they're saying, and they're giving you really old systems. What do you do in that case? Do you just say thanks but no thanks?
We say thanks but no thanks, and we're really grateful that there's such a good electronic stewardship program in BC, so
yes.
that we don't have to worry about where the equipment's going to end up. We know that if reuse is not a viable option for it, that it can be appropriately recycled. And there are a lot of other reuse organizations in the Vancouver area as well that might be interested in taking the equipment as well.
Now, you are looking for companies as opposed to individuals donating computers. You're looking for quantity as opposed to just, I have this old PC that I'm not using anymore and I think it's still good, and so me donating that. You're looking for you're looking for corporate support, basically.
We're looking for corporate support. That's really important because they, like you said, have the large volumes of identical machines that we really need. When we have schools asking for equipment, they're looking for, to replace a lab. So that's 30 computers, and they want them all, and they need them all to be exactly the same for ease of imaging and troubleshooting, and just to make, to make it look aesthetically pleasing for the students to go in and use the equipment as well.
Well, beyond the aesthetics, just the support of having identical machines that can all be configured. We just spoke with Peter Vogel, and he talked about how important it was that he could image a disk exactly as he wanted, and then he got 80 machines, I think he said, from you that were all identical. So his administrative support was far less than it would have been if he was dealing with a hodgepodge of systems.
Yes, exactly. And we did the same thing with the Victoria School District last summer, where we actually imaged 2,000 computers for them. That was a huge boon to the district, and they saw so much value in the computers and the work that we were able to provide to the district.
Now, is it just desktops, or are you guys doing notebooks now as well?
Oh, we've been doing notebooks for a number of years now, since the early 2000s. And, we're looking for all sorts of equipment. Basically, the key need really is still for desktops, and particularly for the dual-core machines.
Mm-hmm.
If it could pour down LCD monitors, I would be thrilled. we need monitors like nobody's business. But,
oh, okay. Well, that's
laser printers. If the company has a digital projector that they're not using, schools are thrilled to have that. We've run some smart boards through the program as well. So any kind of these new peripheral pieces that companies don't use anymore often have their useful life more than doubled in the classroom setting. So it's a real good advantage to supporting a reuse program like Computers for Schools.
Now, I'm having a bit of a flashback. I'm remembering that back in the day, Was it the telephone pioneers that supported you guys by refurbishing the systems and working them through? Was that your organization that they worked with?
Yes, that's exactly right. We were co-founded by Industry Canada and the Telephone Pioneers.
Okay, and now how what's what happens now when systems come in? How do you get them ready to go back out?
Well, the Pioneers as an organization don't exist in BC anymore, but
yes.
We hire approximately 20 high school, or sorry, we hire 20 youth each year to refurbish computers.
Oh, okay.
And so that's they've gone through some post-secondary education in the computer or information technology field. They have their book learning. What they need is a hands-on experience. So we're really that bridge in between. I have experience, or I have learning, but I need to have experience to get their first job. So when they come in here, they work on every computer, every model. They know exactly what they're doing when they go on to their next employment position.
Wow. So that internship program trains 20 IT people per year on hardware. That's
yeah.
And those students, and where are you based? Is it still in Burnaby?
Yeah, we're still in Burnaby. Yeah, and in addition to the 20 technicians that we hire per year, we get about 60 high school students that come in for 1 week work experience placements as part of their graduation requirements.
Okay.
And those youth technicians, in addition to honing their hard skills, their IT skills, get the soft skills in terms of working with the team and mentoring and doing that shadow support.
Mm-hmm.
That's really vital in a lot of corporate environments where they move into a team environment.
Now, if people are looking to donate, there you've got some good information on your website about the standard computers that you're looking for, the levels, and that sort of stuff. How does it work as far as shipping and stuff? Do they have to get them to your door?
No, we want to make it as easy as possible for corporations to support the program. So they're just encouraged to contact myself or Wayne, and we make the pickup arrangements with the courier company. We're going to wipe your hard drive again. Hopefully the donor has already wiped it, but we do wipe it again as the first thing that happens when it comes in our door. The computer gets reused, and because we're a registered charity, the corporation gets a tax receipt.
Well, they get a tax receipt for the – and how is that? How do you establish the price of the systems?
We have an online evaluator that we use.
Oh, excellent.
It looks at fair market pricing across North America.
So the accountants and financial folk in the company will be happy as well.
Exactly. So not only are they're doing something good with their end of life, or you know, their end of environment equipment, but they're getting a tax receipt for it as well.
So you've done a total of 120,000 computers to date. What's that an annual run rate? Like, how many are you doing per year then?
Well, we've actually our distribution goal for this fiscal year, which ends March 31, was 7,000 computers, and we're just shy of 8,000 computers right now. So we're averaging about 1,000 computers a month right now, and some months have been better than others. But yeah, we've been doing between 6,000 to 8,000 computers over the last per year for
so
the last couple of years.
If you're doing 8,000 computers that are mainly going into labs within schools, and the schools are, say, having 5 periods per day, there's 40,000 students that are touching your computers. Is that right? Is my math right?
Yeah, that sounds
ballpark.
About right.
About 40,000 computer students that are that are benefiting from this in our education system each and every year.
I like to think too, because the program's so old. You know, it's when we put a computer into a kindergarten classroom back in 1994, that kid's graduated university now.
Mm. And you've been with them almost since day one, ma'am.
Not almost, but yeah, quite a few years.
Mary M. Waddington is the, I got to get your job title correct here. It is Executive Director at Computers for Schools BC. We will have a link to their website, but if you do want to go right away, it is cfsbc.ca. Thanks and congratulations on 120,000 computers on behalf of the whole province. Thank you
so much, Steve.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.